Hello and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello, welcome to episode 88. Yes, I know it's very late. Where have I been? Well, as I explain, I actually did an episode last week and I lost it, or Audacity ate it, and I was bummed. I talk about this. And then this week has just been kind of busy, crazy. Last week of school, Wednesday was the last day of school, had the big pool party, and then I came down with one of my quarterly headaches that I get. Whoop, there's Travis for you. I actually get them every 3 or 4 months. Sometimes I just get them 3 times a year, but they're not migraines. They are muscle tension headaches, and it's like everything in my body just kind of clamps up. I'm telling you what, this summer, I talk about this on the Quilt Diaries, that June is very busy, but once we, sort of after July 4th, we will have really 6 weeks of being very quiet, 6-7 weeks before school starts, and everything's going to be quiet, and I am just going to be focused. I'm just going to exercise all the time. I mean, I'll exercise before then, too, but I'm really going to get focused and also focused on nutrition, because you know, a couple weeks ago I was sick and it lasted for a week. I mean, not terrible. I didn't feel terrible for a week. I felt terrible for 2 days, but I was still kind of tired and just out of it. And that was a drag. And then, you know, getting these tension headaches that I get, that really kind of drag me down for a couple days. I've got so much I want to do. I mean, there's stuff I need to do and there's stuff I want to do. So I am going to be working out with a personal trainer, and I think I'll start that when we get back from vacation at the end of the month. And I'm looking forward to that and really working on flexibility and working on just health issues. I figure, you know, I could have 40 more good years in me. You know, you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. But I feel like I would like to, those to be healthy and flexible years. And I really want to work on building up my immune system, because I feel like I get these stomach bugs too often. So anyway, it's been kind of a funky couple of weeks. I have gotten some quilting done, I'm happy to say, not a ton, and I'm looking forward to really getting more focused on my quilting. This is going to be, I'm not even going to edit this episode, can I tell you? I'm just trying to get it up, just to say I am here, I am alive, I miss you, I hope you're doing well. I do want to say thanks to people who have commented recently on, I guess on the episode 87. Several of you were kind enough to come by and comment on Rambly Rose, including Kelly the Fifth, Charity Walker Lady, Jackie, Lori K, Daphne, Amy, and Eileen. Spelled A-L-I-N-E, but it's pronounced like Eileen. Thank you for pronunciation help. and thank you for listening. I got some comments from newer listeners, and that was really cool. Also got a great email from Chris, who talked about how when she makes quilts from leftover fabric, she considers them bonus quilts, whereas I kind of consider them, like, for some reason that I don't quite understand, like second-rate quilts, which they're not. Still don't quite understand that bit of quilting psychology. I wanted to talk about quilting psychology, and then I couldn't really think about what to talk about. What is quilting psychology? A psychology of quilting. I mean, they're the way we think about our quilts and the way we think about our process. I mean, there's some psychology involved in that, and reflections of our personalities. That's all. But I couldn't come up with anything coherent. I have not had a lot of coherent thinking going on last couple weeks. Busy. End of school, busy. Busy. But I did think about, I was thinking about how quilting has been important to me, not just as a source of pleasure and joy and connection and community, but also, you know, I've talked about how I did not think I would ever be able to quilt. It was one of those things on my list of things I really wanted to do. You know, I'm a very notional person. I get a lot of ideas. I'm going to try this. I want to try that. And the older I get, I think I'm a little bit better at separating the wheat from the chaff. This, you know, I get all... I just read a good book called Wild by Cheryl Strayed. She was on the Diane Rehm show. It's been a couple months ago, I think in late March. And her book is on the bestseller list. And now it's the Oprah book club selection, and Reese Witherspoon is going to be in a movie, and it's really quite good. It's really deserving of all the hype. And Cheryl Strayed, who is now in her late 30s, when she was in her early mid-20s, was maybe 23 or 24, around then, this was 1995, she hiked by herself the Pacific Coast Trail from California up to Oregon. And she was ill-prepared. She didn't know what she was doing at all. She'd done hiking and camping, so she wasn't as ill-prepared, say, as I would be if I tried that. But nonetheless, was just in a really bad place in her life. Her mother had died, and she got divorced. She was married very young. And after her mother died, she just kind of spiraled out of control in a lot of ways. And she left her husband. And before she left her husband, was having lots of affairs. And she just decided she needed to do something. And she heard about the Pacific Coast Trail, and she decided she was going to hike it. And she did. And she spent the summer hiking it. And it's a great story. It really reads like an adventure tale in a lot of ways. And the amazing thing was how safe she was on the trail. She only had one incident where she was really frightened and everything turned out okay. But other than that, everyone she met was great and supportive. And it's just a good, good book. And I'm reading it, I'm thinking, wow, I should hike the Appalachian Trail. And immediately, you know, like the bells and whistles go off in my head, like, no, or like this, you know, what it would be like Star Wars, you know, horns and sirens going off, or Star Trek probably, but you know, that kind of like, back away from that idea, back away from that. Because, you know, I shouldn't do that. I don't even like to camp. My idea of good camping would be to hike. I enjoy walking in the woods very much. I like food cooked over a campfire. I think it's fabulous, and I would love all that. And then I would like to be airlifted out and taken to a hotel for the evening. I really would. I don't like sleep. I've only slept outdoors a couple times, and I just didn't enjoy it. I'm not a sound sleeper in a hotel. So me in among the bears, yeah, I don't think so. But that would be very typical of me to read a book like this and then go, oh yeah, I'm going to go hike by myself the Appalachian Trail. I mean, on its face, it's a horrible idea in so many ways. But even if I were single and could actually do that, it would be a really bad idea. And I knew that. But other ideas I get, and I explore. You know, last year, you might recall, if you've been listening for a while, I went to a fiddler's convention over Mount Airy. And that was something that for years I thought, what a great idea. I played the fiddle. I didn't actually play the Fiddler's Convention because these people actually know how to play. But I went with my young friend, Melissa, and I was excited to explore, and I was just hoping to have a good time. And it wasn't that I had a bad time, and I had a very interesting time observing human nature, observing the camps, the old-time fiddlers versus the bluegrass fiddlers, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, a day spent outside in the hot sun, not for me. Not for me. It's just not. I'm just like, no. And so that disabused me of any notions, further notions that, yeah, I'm going to spend a lot of my time on the old-time fiddler convention circuit. I'm not. And there are people who do that. That's how they spend their summers. They go from this place to that place to this convention to that convention. Not doing it, not happening for moi. But I'm glad I went. If for no other reason than, you know, I will never be on my deathbed thinking, oh, if only I had spent more time at fiddler's conventions. I know now that that's not the case, that that's not my thing. Quilting was somewhat of a notional idea, but it was a really long-term one. It's really something that I wanted to do for years and years and years and years, and finally learned how to do it. And going about things the way I go about, kind of trying it by myself and having fun and not knowing that I was doing a horrible, rotten, lousy job. And you know what? I see one of my first quilts right over here, my green quilt. I need to take a picture of that. I'm not going to take... You know what I'm going to have for my picture today when you go over to the WordPress site? This beautiful picture that the man took of our compost. Not the compost outside, but we have this pitcher, this red bowl with a handle that we put our inside compost in and take it outside at the end of the day. And it's really cool looking. And I was like, wow, that looks like a Salvador Dali painting. And he thought so too. So I took a picture. That's what. So no quilt pictures. But I should take some pictures of these early quilts so you can see what I was doing. And it's really not horrible. It's really, I did half square triangles in my own way, but not really half square triangles, just by cutting a triangle of a cereal box and tracing onto a piece of fabric and cutting it out. But yes, but that's how I learned. And then, you know, after doing that, messing around for a year or two, actually taking a class and learning how to do it and realizing, wow, I can do this. After for a long time thinking I could not because I lack math skills, I'm not organized, I'm not neat, I can't cut in a straight line. There are all sorts of reasons I was convinced I couldn't make a quilt. And it turns out I could. And recently, well, I've come to the sad conclusion that I have to give up the fiddle because, you know, I'm talking about these issues with shoulder, neck, back. When I play the fiddle, it's just gotten to the point where everything cramps up and I walk around. I don't necessarily get a headache, but I do walk around just with my shoulder and my upper left side of my back really cramped and uncomfortable. And I went, you know, went to a massage therapist for a while, which I enjoyed and helped a little bit. But, you know, finally I put the fiddle down for over 6 months. And I picked it up again recently to try. And just my idea was maybe if I didn't play for a while, my muscles would lose that muscle memory. And they didn't. As soon as I picked it up, it was just immediately. I mean, if you think about holding a fiddle, you're really kind of twisted around. And it's a beautiful instrument. And I really enjoyed my time with my teacher. Although, you know, now my teacher and I, Doug, we take walks together. In fact, I need to email him. We're supposed to walk this week or next week. So I still get to spend time with him, even though I'm not playing fiddle. He can still be my friend. And so I'm thinking I need to probably close that part, that door, and move on. And but the good news is I've picked up the guitar again, and I've been playing the guitar in some form and some shape for a long time, and I just have never really learned how to strum. And so I think actually my fiddle teacher also plays guitar, so I think I might do some lessons with him. And I've got some DVDs, how to play acoustic guitar. And part of me is thinking, oh, I don't know if you can really do this. I mean, don't you think you would have learned by now? Part of me is like, but you can make quilts. You know, you can do that. And it really just took fooling around and taking lessons and practicing, and you can do that. And I thought, yeah, maybe I can. Maybe I can really practice and really, you know, take real lessons, which I've never done, and really learn to strum. And really learn how to do bar chords. And the man is a great guitar player. He's a really fine guitar player. And whenever I start playing, then he starts playing, which is nice because that's something he enjoys a lot. So, but I thought, you know, quilting has taught me that I can do things and things that I never thought I could do. And I've never thought, I thought, well, I really am not going to be a good guitar player. And I'm like, but you're not a bad quilter. And it's taken several years to get to the place where you feel that, but I do feel that. And so quilting has been really good for me in that way, making me feel more confident that I can do things that maybe it's going to take me a while to get good at them, but that I can do them, and I can learn how, and I can be taught. And that was such an important step for me as a quilter, to take those lessons, to take that class over at Thimble Pleasures. So that's a really positive thing. I think a lot about quilting. I think it's been such a positive thing in my life, not just for having lovely quilts throughout my house, but as I said, having a community, having something to do that I find completely enjoyable. Even, you know, when I'm messing up and making mistakes, I just find it so much fun to do, so enjoyable. And I love fabric and I love patterns and I like the history of quilting and all the things that quilting entails. But I do think that it has taught me something about larger lessons, larger life lessons. I think this is true. All right. Well, the quilt diaries aren't much this week. In fact, I just did one a few minutes ago to tell you why I'm being a Saturday girl instead of a Thursday girl. So, you know, pick up your knitting, your quilting, your lawn mowing, and don't get too excited. But nonetheless, I do appreciate you listening, and I'll be back soon, I hope, on with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, Day 1. It's Monday, June 4th, 2012. If you're wondering why I didn't post an episode last week, and you may not be wondering this at all, but you might be. Well, I made an episode. I put together an episode. it was just, it was no quilt diaries. It was just Thursday. I sat down and I talked. I didn't have a ton to talk about because I'd had a stomach bug, and it really ended up lasting about a week. Not the ickiness. The ickiness was just a couple of days, but I was really wiped out until Tuesday of this week. Is that right? Yes. So even last Thursday, no, not Tuesday of this week. This week hasn't even had a Tuesday. Tuesday of last week. So, you know, so I had not gotten anything done. But I sat down and talked about this and that. And I realized the first half of the 28 minutes I recorded was boring. Because I just went on and on about, I've been sick. No, no, no. You know, no one wants to hear about that. So I went back and I re-recorded and was delightful and funny and profound and witty and, well, brilliant. And then as I'm editing it all of a sudden there's this, everything goes away. And then it's like Audacity just failed. There's a little note basically saying, too bad, you lost the Audacity gamble. And it was gone. It was gone. I know this happens with other Audacity users. It's happened to me, I think, once before, several years ago. Yeah, so that was frustrating because I really spent a lot of time re-recording and editing, and then it was gone. Gone. So that's why. And I just didn't have the heart to redo it. I thought, well, maybe I'll redo it tomorrow. And I just didn't have the heart. And I was also really behind on my life because I'd kind of been down for the count for a week. But I'm back now. And I had a good weekend. I had a goal this weekend of finishing 10 stars for the Rick Star quilt. Didn't get there, got fairly close. And depending on how things work out tonight, I might finish them up tonight. I just didn't have time yesterday to do any quilting. I went to church and then I made blueberry jam. I cleaned out our deep freeze. We have a small deep freeze. It's just a small little stand-up deep freeze. And after walking out in the garden on Friday night and seeing how many tomatoes we've got coming in, it's insane. I need the freezer space. So I went in and actually found several bags of whole tomatoes that I had frozen last summer, which is great. We'll eat those this week. We're not going to have new tomatoes for a few weeks, but when they come, we're going to have a ton. And I found these bags of blueberries. I knew that were there. I knew I had some blueberries. In fact, was hoping that I would because I wanted to make blueberry jam for Will's teachers and Jack's advisor. So, and that's, you know, now that I know what I'm doing, it doesn't take tons of time, especially if you start the water boiling way before you're really ready to get to work. But it's still a process. Literally. And it, so there was that. And then my friends Amy and Daniil came over at 5:45 to take me out to dinner for my birthday, which was last Wednesday. And so our plan was, because the man was also going out, he and his friend Dave went to go see Steve Martin and his band, that my friends and I would go out to dinner and then come back here instead of going to a movie or staying out late. So the boys would only be by themselves for a couple hours. So because of that, I actually had to clean. I had to clean, you know, any area of the house they would see. So that would be this porch and the living room and actually the family room that was formerly the living room. Is that right? Yes. I'm all mixed up. In the mudroom. So I did a lot of cleaning. So no quilting, no finishing the 10 stars, but the 10 stars are all in process and it shouldn't be too long now. I did not get any quilting done on the Hexagon Garden Square, and that was another one of my goals. I had written goals for the weekend, and I actually did fairly well on accomplishing a lot of what I wanted to accomplish, but I was hoping to quilt at least 4 blocks, and I did not touch it at all. So that is for this week. This week is the last week of school. School is out on Wednesday. It's half days, which is fine, although it does seem, I think everyone kind of just gets tireder, and I don't know why we have all these half days, but we do, and that's fine, because then all my running around is done by noon, and that's pretty nice. So I do, and it gives me a long stretch of the afternoon to work, although I guess I had a bunch of stuff to do this afternoon. Anyway, things will settle down because it's summer. And I actually had an amazing discussion with Jack a little while ago. I had told him a couple weeks ago that I wanted him to submit a proposal to me for computer use this summer because he just cannot sit up in his room all summer and fool around the computer. It's just, you know, it's not good for him spiritually, intellectually, physically, any, you know, he'll just, and I told him when we talked about it today, I said, you know, you'll just get depressed and you'll just get in a funk. And he did not come up with a proposal, but he knew that I had, because he saw it in my notebook. And so he said, well, what was your idea? And I told him. And part of my idea was that during the week, that no computer on Sunday, and then Monday through Thursday, actually Monday through Friday at 5, the computer had to be downstairs, and he agreed to that. And partly it's because from Friday night through Saturday, he can have his computer in his room, and we won't monitor, you know, we'll monitor if he's doing any funky searches, but not really put restrictions. And, you know, that'll be, you know, and we'll see how he does, but I kind of feel like if he's willing to be downstairs and accept limits during the week, I'm kind of willing to let him have a day where he just games and reads boards, and hopefully that's all he's doing. We can keep track of a lot of what he's doing, and mostly he's just interested in World of Warcraft, and we have good, I know, we have filters at the server level, so far I think those have held up pretty good. You know, kids are ingenious, so he may be finding some stuff we'd rather him not find, but that's going to happen. Fingers crossed that he's not. Anyway, but it was a very good discussion, and he accepted. We're going to still negotiate a little bit, but I was very happy. I thought I was going to have more of a fight. We'll see what he's got planned. I'm looking forward to summer. It's always a little hard with Will. You can tell he's already kind of, he's tired. It's the end of the school year, and he's tired, but he's a kid that needs structure. And you know, I can't spend all day playing with him. And not that that's necessarily what he's asking, but he's going to have some rules about computer time, gaming time, and TV time. Jack doesn't watch very much TV at all, but Will likes it a little bit. So we'll work on that. There'll be a lot of time at the pool. You know, we're going to Ocracoke at the end of the month. We're doing this and that. But I am hoping to have some stretches of days where I can really get the work done that I would like to get done on my quilts. I just finished a draft of a book. Yay! So I will probably take this next week off before I get back to work. I need to keep writing because that's what I do. So that's my update right now. Just going to continue on with my stars and continue on with my quilting, and Jay and I continued our discussions about getting back in the saddle, again, with the sampler quilt. I know I've been saying that now for a long time, but we have both been busy, busy, busy girls. So that's going to happen. We will move on. And yes, am I in the Hidden Star quilt for some summer evening in front of the TV quilting. That just sounds nice to me. I hope I'll have more to tell you. I might come back another day this week and tell you I've been reading The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin, and that is just a good book for mental housekeeping, and I might come back and talk about that later in the week, as long as this doesn't all just disappear on me yet again. All right, more soon. Quilt Diary Day 2. It's Saturday, June 9th. I've lost my Thursday girl status. What a week. It's been fun. It was the last day of school. Had the pool party. All went well. No problems there. Really the big pain with that was, you know, all the planning that went into it, but I was very fortunate to have a fellow parent who did a great job, and we complimented each other because she was very happy, like, contacting the pizza people and the pool people and the various people you need to contact and make and handle the money, and I was very happy to sort of, you know, get the troops together and send out multiple emails and track people down. I like stuff where you don't have to make phone calls. So we worked well together. So that was a very positive outcome of that. And then school was over. And unfortunately, I woke up Thursday with a headache. I get these headaches, you know, 3 or 4 times a year. And it's just muscle stuff. It's not migraine. It's like the muscles in my shoulders and back just seem to clamp up. And a lot of times it takes like 3 days to get over it. I'm on day 3 right now. And I'm trying not to take any ibuprofen because I think one of the things that happens is I end up taking so much ibuprofen for pain relief that I end up kind of feeling ick. So I don't want to go too much into that. It's not fun to hear about people not feeling well, but that's where I am. I have been working on stars. Have not done any quilting of the hexagon garden just because when your back and shoulders are really tight, the last thing you want to do is small free motion quilting. So that is where I am, and I'm just finishing this up. This is going to be a very, very short podcast. The next couple weeks will be busy. I hope to be podcasting. This coming weekend, next Saturday, we are going to go to Atlanta. Wish I could see Pam. Won't have time. Going to visit my older brother and his wife. And my niece is about to turn 16. I was trying to think what to get her for her 16th birthday. And I thought, what about movies? And I was thinking, yeah, I might get Say Anything. And then, what is it with Audrey Hepburn? Roman Holiday. And then something else classic. I was actually thinking about the movie Billy Elliot, which I love. And I watched it last night to see, would this be good? It's such a great movie, but there's a lot of the F word. And I don't know if my brother and his wife would appreciate that. I'm sure their soon-to-be 16-year-old daughter has heard the F word. Not from them. I don't think they're particularly profane people. But nonetheless, there will be time for Billy Elliot, which is one of my favorite movies. Time for that later. So, but I think movies is a fun idea. I usually get her jewelry, but she's probably tired of that. And my sense is that she's like a lot of kids who are academically competitive. She reads all the time and has to read for school all the time. So although I love giving books, I kind of feel like I'm just adding to her load. So movies might be fun for summer. So that's what we're doing. And then we'll get back. We'll have another week here. And then off to Ocracoke for a week. And then when we get back, the summer will settle down. It will really settle down kind of after July 4th. And that's nice. I actually wouldn't mind it being a little quieter on this side of vacation. But, you know, as my brother pointed out, we're going to a Braves game. And that's ostensibly the reason we're going down. We've always said we want to take the boys to a Braves game. And Atlanta in August, I don't know, sitting outside in the hot evening. I mean, it's going to be hot June 16th, but it won't be as hot. The exciting thing about going down then, peaches is peak of peach season. So we will be buying some peaches. Although yesterday I was like, well, yeah, but you really need organic peaches. You know, peaches are really best had organically because of all the pesticides that get used. But I don't know. A fresh peach may be worth ingesting a little bit of pesticide. That sounds horrible, but true. And I'm also excited because I was worried with our travels that I was going to miss out on blackberry season. Not the picking, but the going to the farmer's market and buying a whole bunch of blackberries, which I did last year. And then I made blackberry jam, which was really good. But I checked, we have one jar left, and I canned it July 9th, which means that I can come home from the beach and then go get my blackberries. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to the fun of going to Atlanta, and I'm very much looking forward to the beach. I think we all need a long stretch to relax, and this will be a lot of fun because Will can confidently ride his bike now, which will make it a lot more fun for him because Ocracoke's just a great place to be a kid and ride your bike around. Looking forward to that, and then looking forward to chilling out and then slowly going crazy. As the kids get slowly go crazy. We'll see. Fingers crossed it'll be a good summer. That's where I am, and that's where I'll be. But I hope that I will be here as well. Fingers crossed. As I said, I have this headache thing, but it's the third day, so tomorrow should be fine. They don't last more than 3 days, and even today it's better. And Will and I went out and played tennis this morning. Neither of us really play tennis. I played a lot of tennis as a kid, just fooling around. I never played on a tennis team. And I realized today, you know, I can still play. It's one of those body memory things. Once you play long enough, you know what to do when the ball comes your way. I thought, you know, this is what I just enjoy doing. And even when I was younger, what I really enjoyed was just hitting it back and forth over the net. And so the man and I are going to do a little bit of that. And Will and I picked up his friend Gavin on the way to the tennis court. We just went over to their school, to Will and Gavin's school. And then Sarah and I talked about just some summer nights going over and everyone just hitting balls around. And sounds good. That sounds like good summer fun to me. And anyway, but playing tennis sort of helped. And now I kind of want to take a nap, but I need to go to the store. And we're going out to dinner tonight. Our friend David, who's been very ill and is finally well. He's our friend who had a bone marrow transplant. This is his new birthday. Today is his new birthday because today marks the year anniversary of his bone marrow transplant. And his older brother, who actually lives in New York, has arranged a surprise birthday party at a restaurant in Raleigh. I expect there to be much tears and laughter and crying. It's very exciting that he is well. He's not entirely. He still has some health issues, but he's back at work. He's driving, after a really tough year. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to waking up in the morning and feeling just fine. I hope you feel fine. I hope you are doing many interesting quilty things, since I am not. But I hope to be soon. And I feel like I have been saying that all spring. Quite a wild ride this spring. Not a bad ride. Not an anxiety-ridden ride. Just a ride. Just going around a lot of curves. Stopping off. Picking stuff up. Dropping stuff off. The whole thing. I'm ready to be quiet and get some quilting done. So have a great week. I hope to see you Thursday. Bye.